All right, thanks a lot. Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, North Dakota Corn Council Studio. Time of the show where we check in with an extension agent. And today, we're going to head to snow country, west central Minnesota, where down there around the Morris area, it's University of Minnesota Extension. Jared Goplin, good to talk to you again, Jared.
Yeah, same here, Mick. I just wish it was nicer weather.
Yeah, what the heck happened? Well, first of all, how much snow did you get down there around Benson and Morris?
You know, thankfully, I think the ground was warm enough and the temperatures were warm enough. What we got didn't stick around real long. I know where I live here, I think we had probably about 3 or 4 inches. And, you know, probably half of that had melted. Even by the end of the day yesterday, there's probably an inch or two on the ground. So not a ton, enough to complain about hardly, but enough to put you in that bad late spring winter mood, I guess you could say.
Yeah, bad mood. But it's moisture. I mean, we shouldn't really complain too much. I mean, you were sitting pretty, and I think everybody east of a certain line in the Dakotas and across a fair chunk of Minnesota, you're sitting okay for topsoil moisture.
Yeah, and I haven't looked at the drought map lately, but there are pockets, in that area south of Morris that they've gotten a lot of rainfall last fall. So, soils, I think, are pretty well recharged in some areas and actually have too much moisture. But, you don't have to go very far, and they're, moisture is a concern. So, I guess I'm not overly disappointed, especially if you think about pastures and those types of things, because we did have a relatively open winter and, it had been fairly dry. So to get a little bit of moisture in the system certainly won't be a bad thing in those areas, at least.
Yeah, never want to complain about moisture, I guess, unless you're driving the combine stuck, and then it's easy to complain. So I was pointing out
exactly.
Yeah, pointing out the day before yesterday as the snow was falling, or yesterday when the snow was blowing, there were 9 tornadoes on the ground in Louisiana. So even though yesterday was kind of a real poor day, we were in better shape than Louisiana.
It could always be worse, huh?
Yeah, that's for sure. So what are you thinking your producers there, are they going to plant 8? I think in Minnesota it's 8% fewer corn acres out there, more soybeans. Does that verify around Morris, Minnesota?
Yeah, that's a question that always comes up, and people always are wondering on what people are going to do with acreages and, and shifting acres and those types of things. And, by and large, I think in southern Minnesota, there's not a ton of shifting acreage, for the most part, and, where it's just straight corn, soybean country, people have their set rotation, and in general, they, kind of stick to that, unless there's some crazy circumstances. For instance, if people didn't get, some of their fertilizer pre-booked or pre-priced or something like that, or, with other inputs being hard to come by and expensive, that might have shifted some acres. But, really once you shift further north, I think that's where some of those acres, into the, Fergus Falls area and further north, I think that's where some of those acreage shifts become more substantial, just because, small grains are still part of that system. And, as small grain, as wheat prices had gone up, you can get by with fewer inputs in that system. It looked a little bit more attractive. So it really depends on the operation. I know some people were able to get some fertilizer bought later last fall before prices went crazy. If you bought your nitrogen for 50 cents a pound last fall, that's a big difference compared to now if you're going to book it at, close to $1 a pound for nitrogen, not to mention your other fertilizer. So I think there's just a lot of variables out there, and it kind of depends on how lucky you got in some ways and how quick you pulled the trigger on buying some of these inputs. And, herbicides and all that type of thing are certainly part of that decision now as well.
Yeah, west central southern Minnesota is, that's corn and soybean country. And up north, like in North Dakota, according to USDA's National Ag Statistics Service, their planting intentions number, there's going to be a lot more sunflowers, canola, flax, and other things, and maybe northwest Minnesota can tap into some of those crops. Probably a lot more sunflowers and canola up north, but we shall see.
Yeah, absolutely. And oats, we had our small grain meetings this winter, and went all throughout the state, 10 different locations, and a lot of people obviously interested in growing oats for the first time in a long time. Some people hadn't grown oats in 25 years, but the way, oat prices had been going up, people were interested. So, when prices kind of capture people's attention, there's certainly going to be some acres that will be shifted based on some of those opportunities. And I know sunflowers had been another one that looked pretty attractive there for a while.
Darn tootin'. I mean, at $7 a bushel, even a lot more than horses are interested in oats. So, for sure.
Absolutely.
Tomorrow is April 1st, so this is not a foolish question, I don't think, but it's that time of the year where I got to start asking it. When's the first day that you think farmers are going to be in the field widespread down there in your part of the world?
God, that's kind of a million-dollar question, ain't it?
Yeah.
some of those lighter ground fields, I think, I don't think we're too far off, honestly, as soon as we get some sun and get some of the snow melted off. At least for small grains and some of the earlier, the cool season crops. But some of that heavier ground, it's going to take a little while. So, I don't think we're going to be quite as early as we were last year. I'm hopeful at least that we'll have decent weather and we'll be able to get into the field widespread, by that mid to late April time frame.
Which would be pretty normal, wouldn't it?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, all righty. Okay, you got any meetings coming up, or is the meeting season pretty much totally done for you guys?
Yeah, so our winter meeting season is more or less wrapped up, but we have started thinking about kind of the summer programs, and we are planning to run our strategic farming field notes program once again. That'll kick off in May. We still haven't released the details on that, but it will be running Wednesday mornings from 8 to 8:30. That'll be a similar program to last year where we're not going to pick topics ahead of time other than basically a week out, and we're going to address things that come up in the field. So, if we plant some crops and we have frost that comes through, we'll have a topic on frost injury and those types of things. So, but that's something to stay tuned for. I guess that'll kick off the first or second week of May on Wednesday mornings. And so that's another thing that I guess we're kind of excited about.
Yeah, that was a great great event. Events. So we'll look forward to that. And hey, thank you. All right, Jared Goplin, University of Minnesota Extension out of the Morris area. Appreciate the visit. You have a good spring on you guys' farm, too.
Thanks a lot, Mick. Stay warm.
I'll do my best. I'm going to stay out of the wind. That's half of it. So, talk to you later.